Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate that you join us. And we've got 2 hours of open forum today. 2 hours of open forum with our own Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. The number for that to call to ask your question, 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. It's also the last day of our pledge drive for the year. This is our last pledge drive. These are the last 2 hours of that pledge drive. Then we won't come to you and ask you for your support again until February, because that's how it works here. We ask you to please help us be fully funded for the next 3 months. And once we are fully funded, we go back to doing our regular work day in and day out until 3 months later. We come and ask you for three more months. Thus far, that has made all the wheels keep turning. It's kept the lights on for more than 20 years here at Catholic Answers. We're very grateful for those who have stepped up and helped. We've got a long way to go, however. So I will give the number out a couple here. I'll give you a couple more times. I'll give the number out for those who want to call and ask a question, and then it's going to be all fundraising number after that for the rest of the hour. If you'd like to call and ask your question of Jimmy Akin, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. This hour, a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match, and all lines open right now. The fundraising number is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. If you've been thinking about supporting Catholic Answers, if the thought has occurred to you before, if that has been on your heart, or if you're just hearing for the first time now about our need, today is the last day we will come to you and ask you for your help. Please fill up those lines now. Our colleagues are waiting on the line, 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Hello, Jimmy Akin. Thank you for being with us today.
Hello, Cyril Kellett. How are you doing today?
I am very, very well. Fired up and ready to go.
So we've made a lot of progress the last couple of days toward our overall drive goal, but as you mentioned, we have a new matching challenge this hour of $20,000. So we don't get the money until we make that challenge. We're going to have another challenge next hour, and it's the last day that we're going to be able to do any fundraising for the next quarter. We only do this once every 3 months. We only do it for 3 days of the week. And this is the third day. So this is crunch time. Now, oftentimes people are, because they recognize the time is running short and we're not going to be able to do this again for several months, they're often extra generous on the last day. They've had a couple days to think about, you know, can they support the show? How much can they support the show? And now's the time to implement the decisions that they've been able to make. So we really need to hear from people today. The number to call is 888-291-8000. I know Cy likes to say it kind of fast, but I really care about you. So I'll say it nice and slow. The number is 888-291-8000. I can see that we only have one line that is being answered right now. We've got a dozen people standing by, just sitting at their desk waiting to take your call. So they want to hear from you, and we want to hear from you. Now's the time to act. It's the last day. We're going to get into taking calls from listeners momentarily, but we do want to let you know about that. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation safely and securely online. And we have several thank yous that we'd like to tell you about. Cy, why don't you tell folks about what we'd like to send them?
Okay. We've got basically three different levels of thank yous that we can offer you. And we're very grateful for whatever generous help you can give us. Remember that every pledge, whether it's a one-time pledge or a recurring monthly pledge, is matched dollar for dollar at 888-291-8000. So if you can give at the $18 a month level, if you can provide $18 a month, it will get matched at the rate of $18 a month, and we'll be able to send you the Fatima movie. The new movie that came out this year was in theaters, you know, a little bit, because not too many movies got a chance in theaters. The Fatima movie is yours, and then we've got a book for you celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of Pope John Paul II. It's called 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World. That's at the $18 a month level. If you are someone who could do a $45 a month pledge, please do. We need that help. It's matched dollar for dollar. You can call 888-291-8000 to make that pledge. But in addition to the movie and the book, we'll send you those, but we'll also send you the hard copy. And it's heavy. I got it in my hand here. Beginning Apologetics, How to Defend and Explain the Faith, Jimmy Akin's full course, the introductory course in our School of Apologetics. Get started on your School of Apologetics career, or just enjoy a great course for yourself or for your family. Maybe give it to someone. You'll have it in your hand. You get the DVDs. So if you want later to share it with another member of the family or a friend, you can do that. At the $45 a month level, we'll send you that with the workbook. And then there's the $84 a month level, which comes out to $1,000 over the course of a year. All of that is matched. That would mean $2,000 for us if you call 888-291-8000. But then you become a member of the President's Club. So you get all those things that I just mentioned. But members of the President's Club have certain privileges. Among them are you're a subscriber to the magazine. You get the best apologetics magazine in the world, Catholic Answers Magazine. But also, you have a right is the correct word, but you can call up and say, or send us an email and say, hey, I see you got a new book coming out. Maybe it'll be a new book, but that Jimmy's got coming out in the next few weeks. And you say, I'd like a copy of that. We'll send you a copy for free. Everything that comes out of our publishing house, whether it's a DVD, an MP3, or a book, you can have access to for free. You just request it and you get it for free during the year that you are a member of the President's Club. So those are the three levels, $18 for the movie and the book. At $45 a month, we also add the Beginning Apologetics course. And at $84 a month, you become a member of President's Club, 888-291-8000.
And there's even a higher level for people who are able to donate $5,000 a year, or that's the equivalent of $417 a month. They become a member of the Founder Circle, which entitles you to everything that the President's Club receives, as well as some additional benefits. I know Chris Check was talking about that on the air recently, and actually we had a woman just today Take us up on that offer. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, a great story. A woman named Daphne from McKinney, Texas, and she said it's okay to use her name because she really wants to inspire other people to give. And I'll tell you what, it's like a little jolt of electricity when a call like this comes in. Carrie, who took the call, shared it with everybody. Daphne lost her job in April of this year because of the COVID, but then came into some money. She had an inheritance and wanted to give something to Catholic Answers. And so she decided she would become a member of the President's Club. Then she heard Chris Check yesterday talking about the Founder Circle, and she said, I can do $5,000. And she gave us $5,000 today. It's an extraordinarily kind and generous thing to do. Daphne, we're very grateful for that. And we're glad to have you as a member of the Founders Club here at Founders Circle, here at Catholic Answers. Again, the number 888-291-8000.
And if we're going to make it to our overall drive goal today, quite apart from the two matching challenges we have, like the $20,000 one for this hour, if we're going to make it to our overall drive goal, we're probably going to need some larger gifts like that. So if you think you might be able to donate $1,000, even just in the form of $84 a month, or if you think you might be able to donate $5,000, even in the form of $417 a month, or somewhere in the middle, you know, $2,000, $2,500, $3,000. If you're able to do something like that, whatever level you can support, please be thinking about it and be sure and let us know before the end of the show. You can call 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation safely and securely 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from anywhere in the world. You don't have to be in North America. You could be in Asia. You could be in Africa. You could be in South America. You could be in Australia. You could be anywhere. You could be on the International Space Station. They've got internet connectivity up there. So whatever device you have, whether it's a computer or a tablet or a phone, you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate safely and securely online.
888-291-8000. It's time to go to our other phone line, however, the phone line where folks call and ask questions. It's open forum. That is is what Jimmy is here today for, to take any question at all on the Catholic faith or on pretty much anything else, but maybe it'll be a question on morals or a question on the teaching of Jesus himself or the Bible, whatever. Any question is welcome today on Open Forum. And we start in Australia, as a matter of fact. Baden in Australia is listening on Catholic.com, which is another service. Well, we try to, as Jimmy, I think, was alluding to, we try to be everywhere, including on the International Space Station. And that means YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, but it also means our own website, Catholic.com, which is where Baden is joining us. And you make that possible when you donate. Baden, go ahead with your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hello, great morning, Fi and Jimmy. I'll get off and send you some money as soon as I'm done with this call.
Well, thank you very much.
I've been part of a very fruitful discussion with a Protestant friend of mine who's lovely, very clever, and we're currently talking about sources of authority. One of the biggest issues we're having at the moment is not so much finding adequate biblical verses to explain our positions, but more that there's a fundamental difference in our perspectives, which makes things difficult. So from my perspective, I think we need the church to define doctrine and dogma, and also to rule on moral issues like in vitro fertilization, for example, that isn't in the Bible, whereas she finds that the Bible is a complete revelation, there's no more to come, and she thinks that God intentionally gives us grey in life in order to help us grow in discernment. So the Bible then is the only thing we need for salvation and life as a Christian. And there's no need for a church to define further doctrine. How would you address this difference in perspective that's colouring our interpretation of the Scripture?
Well, there are elements of truth in her perspective. God does give us grace to help us grow in discernment, but there's a fundamental question that needs to be asked. Now, if she's articulating the idea that Scripture is our only ultimate authority, that's a variant of the common Protestant principle known as sola scriptura, or that we should define our doctrine by Scripture only. And there's a question you need to ask when it comes to sola scriptura, and that is, does it meet its own test? Because if you have to prove every doctrine by Scripture only, then you're going to have to prove the doctrine of sola scriptura by Scripture only. And so you're going to need to find passages that either outright state or clearly imply that Christians are to only use Scripture as their authority in, as their ultimate authority in figuring out doctrine. And that's something that cannot be done. There are a few passages, not very many actually, but there are a few passages that sometimes Protestant apologists will appeal to try to show sola scriptura. But when you examine them in context, none of them work. And one of the ways of showing that they don't work that I've found very helpful is by asking another question, which is, well, how did people determine doctrine in the apostolic age? You know, because when the apostles were around, how did they expect Christians to determine what the Christian faith required them to believe? Did they practice sola scriptura? And the answer is clearly no. The Jesus came, he gave us all kinds of new revelation that people had not had prior to his coming. And those teachings of Jesus, those Jesus traditions that Jesus and the apostles handed on to the church initially were not written down. So yes, the Old Testament scriptures were authoritative for Christian faith, but so were the new traditions that Jesus had come to give us. They were binding on Christians as well. The idea that God became incarnate as Jesus of Nazareth, that he died for our salvation, those things had not previously been revealed. Certainly not that Jesus of Nazareth was the one to do them. And so we got this new revelation from Jesus. It was authoritative for Christian faith, even though it wasn't yet written down. Now, over time, portions starting at least 17 years after the crucifixion, parts of the new revelation began to be written down in the New Testament with the writing of some of Paul's earliest epistles and then the Gospels and so forth. But during that period, tradition was still authoritative. as long as it was apostolic tradition, you know, that came to us from Jesus and the apostles, it was still binding. And we see that in passages like 2 Thessalonians 2, where Paul commands the Thessalonians to adhere to all of the traditions he's given them, whether he gave them orally or in writing. So he didn't say, forget everything I told you unless it's written down. He said, adhere to all of the traditions, whether written or not. And there are other passages that similarly stress the same kind of thing in the New Testament. So we see in the New Testament the apostles considering both Scripture and apostolic tradition authoritative. We also see them considering the teaching authority of the church or the magisterium as authoritative for Christians, as we see in Acts chapter 15, where at the Holy Spirit's direction, an ecumenical council is called effectively to settle the question of, do you have to be circumcised and be a Jew in order to be saved? And the answer is no. Gentile Christians can be saved as well. They don't have to keep the Jewish law. And so we see this pattern in the New Testament of Scripture plus tradition plus the magisterium. Now, that's the paradigm that the New Testament tells us was in use in the apostolic age. So if you want to say that today we're supposed to use a different paradigm and only listen to Scripture and not tradition or the magisterium, then you're going to need to prove it by Scripture alone. And what you'll need to do is find passages where the New Testament authors are talking about the post-apostolic age. So we're acknowledging they were using this Scripture, tradition, magisterium paradigm in the apostolic age. You'll need passages that talk about after the apostles are gone, Christians need to chuck that paradigm and only focus on Scripture as an authority. And there are no such passages. Most of the New Testament authors were unaware that Jesus wasn't going to come back when the apostles were still alive. There are only a few passages where the apostles are talking about the post-apostolic age, and none of them indicate this. In fact, if you look at Paul's last letter, one of the last books in the New Testament to be written, about AD 67, 2 Timothy, he's getting ready to die. He knows it. He's talking to Timothy about what to do after he's gone. And instead of saying, forget everything that we didn't write down, he says, take what you heard from me. So that's oral tradition, what you heard from me, and pass it on to other men who are trustworthy, who can pass it on to still further men. So Paul is envisioning in the post-apostolic age a chain of generations, an apostolic succession of teachers continuing to pass down the traditions that come from Christ and the apostles. So they're not envisioning a shift in how Christians form their doctrine. They're expecting the same Scripture, tradition, magisterium pattern to keep going in the post-apostolic age. And if you'd like to have some additional documentation on that, maybe something you could share with your friend, I would suggest getting a copy of my book, The Bible is a Catholic Book, where I talk about Scripture, I show how it was formed, I show how people formed their doctrine in the apostolic age and how that pattern continues on to today.
Baden, thank you so much for that call. Just want to let our listeners know we have only two callers on the line right now, so more than about a dozen or so lines available to you, 888-291-8000. We have a $20,000 fundraising match this hour. We've raised a few thousand of it thus far, and we're well past the one-third mark on the hour. If you would make a pledge, say you want to make a pledge of $5, it's going to be $10 to us. A $10 pledge is $20 to us. Maybe you could do a recurring pledge. Just dial 888-291-8000. It will all be matched. 888-291-8000. Whatever the amount, if we could fill up the lines now, this is a perfect opportunity because just about every line open. 888-291-8000. I'll just remind you of the gifts for those of you who are thinking of doing a recurring pledge. If you could pledge at $18 a month, every dollar of that will be matched dollar for dollar, and we'll send you the Fatima movie. That movie that came out this year, a beautiful movie about the events at Fatima. And we'll also send you 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World, a book in celebration of the 100th anniversary of Pope John Paul's birth. That's at $18 a month. Can I get a few callers right now that could come in at that $18 a month level and help us use up this $20,000 match? 888-291-8000. Or it goes to the same place if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and do it online. Maybe there are some who could do that $45 pledge per month. That helps us go a long way. That's about $500 at the end of the year. That's all that, every dollar of which is matched to us. If you could do a $45 a month pledge, would you dial 888-291-8000? We can send you the movie and the book, and we'll also send you Beginning Apologetics, the full course that Jimmy did on explaining and defending the Catholic faith. You get it in DVD format, so you will have it at your home. You also get the workbook with it. And in quite a few people, really a very generous number, have taken us up on the opportunity to come in at the $84 a month level and become get all of those gifts, but also become a member of the President's Club. That would help us if a few folks could dial right now and become pledgers at $84 a month. That would really move us along towards using up this full $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. We don't want a single dollar of it to go to waste. 888-291-8000. Up next, let's see who we got next for Jimmy. Oh, Ryan in Oregon, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Thanks for downloading the app onto your phone, Ryan. And thanks to everybody who donated and made it possible for us to have that app, which we'll also be getting some new updates here in just a few weeks. It's really, really going to get very, very functional. Lots of functions that it doesn't have now, it will have. Ryan in Oregon, your question, please, for Jimmy Akin.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, what's your question?
All righty. Yeah, my question is, if Mary was free of original sin and Mary was born from human parents who had original sin, why is this idea different from the Protestant idea that while Mary was under original sin, Christ is not?
So if I understand your question correctly, you're asking, well, why would God give Mary the grace of being immaculately conceived? Why would he interrupt the normal transmission of original sin with Mary's conception instead of interrupting it with Jesus's conception? And the answer is he could have done that. It's not required by logical necessity that Mary be born without original sin. God could have done anything he chose and still sent his son into the world. He could have, if he wanted to, he could have picked a prostitute and had Jesus born that way as a sign of the triumph of his holiness over human sinfulness. But what he chose to do was have Mary be a holy woman. And because there's a certain fittingness to having the mother of the Messiah be a holy woman. And the question then is, how holy? And Catholic theologians have understood that as a sign to us of what we can be and will one day be by God's grace, because he's not going to leave us as sinners. He's going to make us all free from original sin and every stain of sin one day. If we die in his grace, we will all be immaculate. And so as a sign to us of what we can become by his grace, he chose to demonstrate that grace by giving early, by giving Christ a mother who was absolutely holy. So it was not required by logical necessity that he do that, but it was fitting that he do that, both fitting for Jesus that he have a holy mother and fitting for us that we see what we can become by his grace.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate that question. We're in the midst of the last hours now. Well, we're in almost into the last 90 minutes, about the last 95 minutes of our pledge drive. That will end our fundraising for this year and even well into next year. That will give us, if we are able to reach our goal, 3 months of funding. You know, our society is in a time of crisis, and that means all the little societies within are in a time of crisis, whether it's families or parishes or dioceses or states or cities. And the answer is more of the truth, more of Jesus and his mercy and his love, more of the sacraments of the Catholic Church, which heal and make whole each human person. And that's what we do each day here. And we're coming to you now to ask you for your support. It costs very little to do what we do, but it does cost something. It costs us $200,000 every 3 months. And that's where we are right now, asking for your help. 888-291-8000.
And we do need to hear from you right now. We're going to be going into a break. This is the best time to call. You will not miss anything. We've got lots of lines open for you. But we do need to hear from you, because we are going to be halfway through the hour, and we're not halfway through our $20,000 matching challenge. We've had some people who are very generous who put up that money. We don't get it until we match it. So by all means, please take advantage of the next few minutes when we're going to be on the mandatory break that we have to do for network reasons. You won't miss anything at all. We've got lots of people standing by to answer your calls. So let's see if we can light up those phones and hear from you, and you'll know that you've done your part to support Catholic Answers and keep it on the air.
Please do light up the phones. The call volume has been very light today. Usually it's heavy on the last day of the pledge drive. We have a long way to go, but lots of confidence that it can get done if you will pick up the phone and call. Whatever the size of your pledge, please call 888-291-8000 right now.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Killett, your host. Now we're in the last 90 minutes of our pledge drive. We're in the last 90 minutes of all of our fundraising here on the air for the year 2020. In many ways, a tough year. People have been very generous to us this pledge drive. We've got a bit of a ways to go to be fully funded. But I've always found that when we're just honest about that, people are very, very helpful. So we're a bit under $70,000 that we need to do in the next 90 minutes. That's a lot of money, but we can do it. If everyone who is so inclined would pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. I'll also tell you, all the same things, the match and everything applies if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. So if you just want to take care of it yourself there, you can do that on your phone or your computer or whatever else you got, probably on your refrigerator these days, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
One thing that we often talk about, I know at least I often talk about it, are the biblical principles connected with giving, because actually the New Testament has a lot to say about giving to support God's work. I mean, the Old Testament does as well, but the New Testament certainly does. Jesus talks about it. The Apostle Paul talks about it. And in fact, Paul gives some really clearly articulated principles. Now, one of the things that Jesus said in terms of supporting people who preach his word is the worker is worth his wages. So people need, if they're devoting themselves to preaching God's word, they need just compensation. But beyond that, it helps God's word spread better if, you know, people who spread the word are able to make a living and pay the light bills and, you know, maintain the internet connections that let the signal go out to the verse and everything like that. We need to be able to do that. And consequently, Paul articulates a principle. This is in Galatians 6. If you want to read about it, this is one of the favorite epistles, actually, of our Protestant brethren because of Paul's discussion of justification in it. But one of the things you find if you keep reading and you get to chapter 6, starting with verse 6, Paul articulates some very important principles about giving. He says, "Let him who is taught the word share all good things with him who teaches." So that's a direct instruction to support people who are teaching God's word so that they can continue their ministry. And he puts that responsibility to support them on the people who receive the word, you know, because they're the ones receiving the benefit. That's only just. So if you're receiving the benefit of learning about God and his word from Catholic Answers Live, then by all means, heed St. Paul's instruction and share all good things so that this ministry can continue. And Paul follows it up by articulating additional principles about how this applies to the individual and what will happen whether they do or do not heed his instruction. After saying, "Let him who is taught the word share all good things with him who teaches," Paul immediately says, "Do not be deceived." So he's warning you about something you could easily deceive yourself about. And he's saying, don't deceive yourself. "God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh," that's the equivalent of just spending all your money on yourself, "he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit," that's the equivalent of using your financial resources to support the preaching of God's word, "he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life." So those are some very important principles. This is an indication that if you heed his instruction to support the preaching of God's word financially, you will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Whereas if you don't do that, you'll reap corruption. Now, I know which one I would rather reap, and I hope you would share that same perspective. I think it's the spiritually healthy perspective, but the way to act on it, at least right now, is by giving us a call. We have a few lines open at 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And as we've mentioned, you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You also, if you have a phone, you can text the word Catholic to 24365, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So text the word Catholic to 24365, and you'll get a link that you can use to donate also.
Let's go back to the phones, callers with their questions for Jimmy. It's open forum today, and we want to continue to do the job that we usually do with great gratitude for those who are calling in and making it possible for us to continue to do the job that we do. We really, really are very, very grateful. 888-291-8000 is that number. Okay, now we go to who's up next? Noah in Westmont, Illinois. Noah, thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on.
Happy
so,
to.
So, yeah, I'm a Protestant. Traditionally, I've grown up Protestant my whole life, but I've appreciated so much about the Catholic Church as I've learned more about it through you guys, and I'm super grateful for you guys being on the air. I'm going to call you once this call is over to give you a donation.
Wow.
Awesome. Thank you.
So
I would just want to underline what a sign that is for others, because we've got lots of people listening who are Catholic, and you're not a Catholic, at least at the moment, but you recognize the value of the show enough to support it. And some of our Catholic friends should take that to heart.
Yeah.
So how can we serve you today?
Yeah. So my understanding of purging people of demons mm-hmm. has been that Jesus has given us that authority, like he gave the apostles in the New Testament. And what I've heard in my Protestant circles is that, and just through Bible classes and things my whole life, is that we have the authority to do that on our own. We've been given that. And I mean, you know, if we use Jesus' name, like, demons aren't going to want to hang around that or hear that, or especially, you know, using scripture mm-hmm. with that too. My question is, why do Catholics place such an emphasis on using exorcists mm-hmm. to handle demonic situations? What do you have to have that kind of specialization for that?
Okay. Rather than just being... Oh, sorry. No, go ahead, Jimmy.
Oh, well, so it is possible for ordinary believers to, you know, rebuke the devil and tell the devil to get out and so forth, but that may or may not have effect. And we see that in the scriptures, Jesus gave the 12 apostles specifically authority to rebuke demons and to drive them out. He didn't give all of his followers that. There's no passage in the New Testament that says this is something everybody can do. Everybody's qualified to perform a full exorcism. Jesus specifically gave that to the 12 apostles. And we see that it didn't always work, even for them. There's a particular case that occurs right after the Transfiguration, where they come down from the Mount of Transfiguration, and they encounter a man whose son has a demon that's causing epilepsy. And the disciples try to drive that demon out, and they can't. And Jesus does drive it out, and they say, well, why couldn't we? And he says, that kind comes out only by prayer and fasting. So there are some demons that are harder to get rid of than others, and it may require special techniques like prayer and fasting in order to get rid of them, or being Jesus and just having the authority to command them out. So even the apostles themselves could not get rid of all demons with the authority they had without special techniques that they would need to employ. Now, we do find also in the Gospels an unauthorized exorcist who is being successful. He is driving out demons in Jesus' name, and that shows us that it's possible for unauthorized people to do this some of the time, but that doesn't mean it's ordinary, because if it was ordinary, Jesus wouldn't have given the 12 specific authority to do it. The fact he gives them specific authority to do it means that it is ordinary for some people to do it, but not others, even though there can be exceptions like the unauthorized exorcist. Now, in current canon law, the church allows for ordinary Catholics to do what are called sometimes deliverance prayers. They're not full exorcisms, but they are prayers directed to God to, you know, get rid of demons of that are less intense in their activities. But when it comes to really engaging with someone who's got a full-on possession, that's where the church wants a specialist to be brought in. And there's a reason for that, because dealing with demons, especially when they're really active and intense, like in a full-blown possession, is dangerous. And we see that in Acts chapter 19. If you look in Acts chapter 19, St. Paul is in Ephesus, and Luke tells us, then there were some itinerant Jewish exorcists, some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists undertook to pronounce the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, I adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. So they're invoking Jesus of Nazareth over these possessed people. And Luke tells us seven sons of a Jewish high priest named Sceva were doing this, but the evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And Luke tells us the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, mastered all of them, and overpowered them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. So even though they were using the name of Jesus over these possessed people, the demon did not simply respect that and actually physically attacked and injured them. And that illustrates the danger of going into one of these full-on possession situations without proper authorization and training. And that's why the church, under current law, reserves a full-blown possession case to an actual qualified exorcist.
And thanks so much, Noah. It's for your call, for your very encouraging words, for your kind offer to support us financially. It means so much to us. I got to let people know where we are financially. About $68,000 away from being fully funded, and we've got, you know, about 80 minutes left until we are done with this pledge drive. So a long way to go. We still have match money this hour left in our $20,000 match. So if you would pick up that phone and call, every amount makes a difference now, because we want to use up every dollar. If you want to call and pledge a dollar, call and pledge $5, call and pledge $10. If you're someone who can do $1,000, it's all going to get matched. 888-291-8000. It goes to the same place and it gets matched the same way if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have to take a quick break. A perfect time for you to dial that phone or to check in online. 888-291-8000 or at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And let us help you with your question today on Catholic Answers Live.
You've heard that St. Paul Street Evangelization supports hundreds of teams of evangelists sharing the good news. But did you know that some of these teams are public prayer stations? Set up a sign on the sidewalk and offer prayer and encouragement to those you encounter. Everyone needs prayer. Try this new method of witnessing to Jesus. Contact St. Paul Street Evangelization to get started at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host, feeling very grateful and also a little bit anxious, I suppose, as we approach the end of the hour and still have match money to use up this hour in our pledge drive. 888-291-8000 is the number. Jimmy Akin, our guest. Jimmy, I kind of cut you off there before we went to the break.
Well, that's actually okay. I wanted to let people know how far we are from our hourly match, which is we're trying to raise $20,000 to meet the matching challenge. Before the break, we were $7,000 away from that, according to the current sheet I'm looking at. And we've got 15 minutes to raise that. Fortunately, during the course of the break, we got closer. And so if my math is right, we now need to make between $3,000 and $4,000 in the next 15 minutes if we're going to meet this hourly challenge. So we do need to hear from you. The number is 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text 24365. That's 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Text the word Catholic to 24365, and you'll get a link where you can also donate.
It always gets exciting when we get down to crunch time. And we always say, you know, if you're going to call, it's great to call early in the pledge drive. You can call anytime you want, but now is a great time to use the internet if you want to do it, just because the lines will be taking lots of calls. Our co-workers here are manning the lines, I see two lines open right now. Hopefully they'll stay quite full like that. You can call 888-291-8000 and wait, or you might get right in, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're going to keep doing our job, because that's what we do here at Catholic Answers. We just answer questions so that we can explain and defend the Catholic faith in a world that desperately needs it. We go now to Texas. Listening on Good Shepherd Catholic Radio is Robert down there in Texas. Hey, Robert, you got a question for Jimmy? Did I push the right button? Robert? Okay, hang on. We got Robert dropped. I apologize. Let's find another caller here. We'll go to Austin in New York City. New York City, watching on YouTube Live. Austin, great to have you. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hi. My question is, if Jesus is the theophany of God, does only he receive relative latria, or can we give relative latru to the Father and the Holy Spirit, like, even though they didn't take a physical form?
So how are you using the – so latria is a term that's used in theology to refer to the adoration that is due to God alone. How are you conceiving of the term relative latria? What distinguishes relative latria from just straight-on latria?
I think it's like you're doing it through like an image of God.
Mm-hmm. So no, actually Jesus in his human form wouldn't receive relative latria. Now, you, by the way, you also used a term I should explain for folks who may not be aware. A theophany is a manifestation of God in nature. Theos means God, and epiphanios means manifestation, and so a theophany is a manifestation of God in nature, like when Moses sees the burning bush. Now, in reality, it's a bush. It's not God, but God is using the bush to manifest his presence. And so you wouldn't show, you wouldn't worship the bush. You wouldn't give the bush latria. What you could do is worship God in relation to the bush, and that's what you can call relative latria. But there's a difference between the burning bush and Jesus. The burning bush is Jesus is a manifestation of God, but he's a manifestation of God in a different way than the bush is. When God manifests through the burning bush, he doesn't become one with the bush. The bush is still a bush, it's still separate from God, but he's using it to manifest his presence. In Jesus, God actually, the second person of the Trinity, becomes Jesus of Nazareth. At the moment of his conception, his divine nature is united to his human nature, so he forms one divine human person. And consequently, Jesus is not separate from the Son of God the way the bush is separate from God. There's one person there with a divine and a human nature. And so consequently, we give latria to Jesus, not relative latria, because he's one person. He's not manifesting through a bush. He's one person, and we give our latria or worship to that person. Consequently, the Holy Spirit and the Father, because they're also persons that have divine natures, we also give them straight-on ordinary latria. It's not relative to some external thing that is separate from their persons. The same way Jesus' human nature, it's distinct from his divine nature, but it's not separate from his person, and so we don't do it relatively. It's just straight-on latria for all three persons of the Trinity.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that call. And there are lots of folks on the line, but I do have to take a quick minute to return to the pledge drive to let folks know where we are and how things are going. We still have pledge matching money to use up this hour. 888-291-8000 is the pledge drive number, 888-291-8000. And I will encourage you, it's very easy to do online as well at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's adjusted for your phone. You'll get a phone set up for yourself when you go on the phone. It can identify the phone. So it's easy to do whether it's on your phone or your laptop, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And we've got a little less than $2,000 we need to raise between now and the top of the hour. So a little more than 10 minutes. And hopefully you can join us and help us make progress towards that goal and towards our overall pledge goal, our overall pledge drive goal.
Yeah, that overall pledge drive goal looming. It's a large one, but we can get there. I do want to thank a couple folks. Dennis pledged $250 in response to Tuesday's challenge. A gentleman challenged military personnel to give, and he says "Semper Fi" to Tim, and we'll let you know. We'll let Tim know, Dennis, that you said that. Sue from Council Bluffs just went from a $20 a month pledge to $85 because she wanted to join President's Club, and I'll let you know in a minute why that's to your advantage to join President's Club, but it's also to ours because every dollar of that is matched. Thanks, Sue. Lorianne also called and increased her pledge to $84 a month for the President's Club. She says it's less than $3 a day to make that increase, and she gets more value than that from Catholic Answers. That means a lot to us, Lorianne. Thank you very much. The number to call to make your pledge, 888-291-8000. You can go online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and we'll even make it this easy for you. If you just want to text us, text the word Catholic to 24365, Catholic to 24365, and then you will get a link that you can make your pledge. Also, here's another one from Japan. I do not remember a call from Japan before during Pledge Drive. $1,000 from an anonymous donor in Japan. Arigato for that very much. Did I say that correctly, Jimmy? I know you can say it.
Yeah.
Arigato.
Arigato. Arigato gozaimasu, to add an honorific for a person of equal social station.
Well, definitely arigato gozaimasu then to that person in Japan who made that pledge. Patricia in Maryland donated $1,000 and prays for peace in our world. Oh, God bless you, Patricia. We join you in that prayer. Nothing more needed right now. Well, a long way to go still, but we're going to continue to keep going to calls. 888-291-8000 is the number to go to make your pledge, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and we will say arigato to you as well. Let's go to Chicago. Andrew, watching on YouTube Live. Andrew, delighted to have you. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy. I had a question about two different verses from the first epistle of John as far as like their meaning.
Okay.
The first one was 1 John 2:27, where he says, in regards to like the Gnostics that are trying to deceive the community, he said, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. It's his anointing mm-hmm. teaches you about everything. And it was kind of a twofold question with this one. It was what anointing is he referring to? Is that supposed to be like the anointing done in confirmation or holy orders or both?
It's the Holy Spirit.
Go ahead.
It's the Holy Spirit. At least that's the standard interpretation. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we receive the Holy Spirit many ways in our Christian life, not just at one time.
Gotcha. Okay. And then the next part was about how you refute Protestants who use this verse as like a proof text for sola scriptura or not needing a magisterium.
Okay. I would point to the passages like in Ephesians, where Paul says that God has appointed in the church teachers. And he also stresses the same thing in 1 Corinthians. And James talks about how not everyone should presume to be a teacher. So there is clearly a role for teachers in the church. It's just a question of how does that office work? The passage here in John is clearly in view of the fact that John is at the very moment teaching in an inspired way in his encyclical, illustrates that this is hyperbole. John is using exaggeration to make a point. And so this is clearly hyperbolic. It's clearly an exaggeration. And when you look at how Jesus founded the church, appointing its very first teachers himself, that clearly indicates a role for the teaching office. It's just a question at that point of how does the teaching office work?
Thank you very much, Andrew, for that call. We appreciate that. Andrew, listening on YouTube or maybe watching on YouTube, where lots of folks join us, thousands join us each day. Tens of thousands each week join us on YouTube, and then there's also Facebook, and then there's also there's a million more. Sometimes I don't even recognize the services when people call and tell us where they're listening, and you make that possible. Right now is our last time to come, and we're just about down to our last hour to ask you for your help this year, and then we won't ask you again.
As John says, it is the last hour.
It is indeed. And so I wondered, as we're heading out of this hour and into the next hour, are there folks, could we get some folks to make that $18 a month pledge? Because we'd really love to send you the Fatima movie, which has been given to us to share with you at that level. We'd love to give you the Fatima movie. And we also have the book 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World, a celebration of the 100th anniversary of his birth. And that's for a pledge of $18 a month. And really, that $18 a month pledge, it means so much to us, because it really, if we get enough of those $18 a month pledges, we can plan ahead. We're not waiting for a big donor to help us with this or that. We can plan ahead. And so it's a lot of people working together makes it possible for us to do this. Maybe you could do the $45 a month pledge, and we'll also add in the beginning apologetics course, or the $84 a month pledge, and you become a member of the President's Club. 888-291-8000.
As you can tell by the music, we're going into our break now, so it's going to be a few minutes before we're able to answer any more questions. Now is the ideal time to call. We have lines open for you, 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000. And you can go to Catholic Answers Radio. Remember, so do the flesh reap corruption, so do the spirit reap eternal life. Give us a call, and we'll talk to you soon.
888-291-8000 is the number. Everyone you will talk to there is a fellow employee, a fellow worker of ours here at Catholic Answers, and they'd love to talk to you and take your pledge. If it's a $1, a $5, $10, or $10,000 pledge, they're there for you. 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.